time for True Confessions with the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Oh my God, no.
So awkward.
Anonymous joins us today for True Confessions. Hi, Anonymous. How are you?
Hi. I don't know. I guess I'm being weighed down by guilt, but I mean, not really, but I have something to confess, I guess.
Not really, but sort of.
I feel really guilty, but really I don't. But let's talk about it anyway. What do you have confess, yeah. Anonymous?
Well, I mean, I am being a little deceptive, so I'm not like thrilled about that. So my husband's like big thing for January, like resolutions or whatever, was he wanted to lose weight because he gained some weight. And so, you know, he wants to lose weight.
Right. That's a lot of people's resolutions.
Join the club.
Yeah.
That's like probably the most popular one.
Right.
And I'm in pretty good shape, but like he wanted us to go in together. So I was like, you know, I love him and I want to support him. So yeah, we'll go in together. And I figured that I was signing on to like go to the gym with him, which is fun for me and I like. And that was part of it. But then he like also added this insane, like, food thing of, like, craziness of, like, not really eating any real food, basically. Like, salad all the time. You
right.
know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, like, I don't know. I got sick of it really fast. So I have been having the most amazing lunches when he's at work and doesn't know. Like, cheeseburgers and french fries, like delicious, yummy tacos, like with everything, sour cream. And
oh my God. That sounds amazing.
And like, I mean, it's honestly become my favorite part of the day, my little sneaky, delicious, awesome meal.
So you're binging at lunchtime and you're.
But like, I mean, for dinner, it's like salad and not even like salad with chicken. It's like just vegetables on the salad and gross dressing that's like low cal.
Right.
And then my husband's like, that was delicious. I feel amazing. And I'm like, I feel amazing too.
You're like, I could have another taco,
I had a quarter pounder for lunch. I feel great. So now I'm not hearing a lot of guilt. You're right. It sounds like you're really enjoying your life.
Well, I kind of like these lunches are getting me through the day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, I mean, you know, it's sort of my secret because I said that we were in this together.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people do that and cheat on when their spouse isn't around, right?
Wait, are we talking about food still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that too.
I mean, you definitely want to cheat when your spouse isn't around. If your husband's happy, if it keeps him motivated and it keeps you from passing out, then I feel like you're okay.
So wait, you're like, I just got a pass on this one. Like, I'm okay. I can keep my TV lunches.
Well, look, we're not the moral authority on anything.
No, we don't know anything.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm pretty sure one time I went to Chloe's for a taco salad and my wife was on a diet. And I was like, I'm probably not going to post this one on Instagram is all I'm saying.
Exactly.
Right? Hang on 1 second, Anonymous. 340-9595. We've got some people online. We'll get you some advice. Don't go anywhere. Ryan, good morning. Thanks for calling the Big 8 Morning Mess. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. What'd you want to say to Anonymous here about her cheeseburger lunches?
Well, I just want to say I completely get it. Like, my girlfriend, she does this dieting thing all the time, and she's always trying to cook all healthy and everything, and she wants me to do it too, and so I try to go along with it. But the truth is, on the way home, before I get home to eat her food, I'll stop by McDonald's and get a couple of cheeseburgers or something.
Like a snack?
Get a real good snack, because I know when I get home and I have to eat her, you know, healthy food, it's nasty. You know, it's bland. It's
So you still eat when you get home?
Yeah, I'll still eat. Yeah, you know.
But it's like diet food. It ain't filling you up, basically, is what you're saying.
It's not filling me up. So I got to go buy McDonald's ahead of time. She doesn't have to know. She seems happy.
Yeah.
And I'm full.
One of these days she's going to find the wrapper in your car and then you're going to be busted.
Oh, my God. She's like, why is this McDouble wrapper in your car?
Yeah, she's freaked out.
Yeah, should you forget?
Absolutely.
You know the problem with that is your whole car. Like, you can't get her in the car afterwards.
No,
too,
it smells like McDonald's french fries. Every day.
Yeah. I got to air it out.
All right, Ryan, so you're saying no harm, no foul. As long as everyone's happy, as long as she's full, her husband's happy, she's good to go.
She's good to go, yeah.
All right, Ryan, man. We appreciate it, Ryan. Thanks for calling. 340-9595. Is anyone else sneaking cheeseburgers from the drive-thru because you don't want to tell your significant other you're not doing their damn diet with them? You know, and I'll be honest with you. I've been like, my wife and I, we try to keep a healthy lifestyle, and I go to Smoothie King, and I change my meal and all that stuff.
Just, but like, in general.
Every now and then, yesterday, I walked by the break room, and there were some muffins there, and I was like, man, if I eat a muffin, my wife would never know.
Yeah, and did you have one?
No, my wife would kill me. She would totally find out.
You just said she would never know.
She would find out. She has like a crystal ball
or
something like
that.
There's some alarm, or she would text me. Like, literally, if I went to go grab one of those muffins, I would get a text from her, and she'd be like, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I'd be like, and I'd freak out. I'd be like, "I wasn't gonna eat it." Yeah, like it may just be coincidental.
Yeah,
but that's exactly what would happen. So I would feel too guilty. But there are people that sneak food. I mean, you know how some people sneak cigarettes because they told their spouse, "I'm quitting," or they're still smoking weed with their friends, but they say, "I'm not going to."
Yeah, I feel like people do that all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. That's harder to hide, though, because you can smell it.
Yeah, that is true.
Both of them.
I don't know, man. You can smell some food. Like, if you're rolling through McDonald's, because this one guy called in and said, my girlfriend only cooks me healthy food, and it's bland, and it doesn't fill me up.
Yeah.
So when she says, come over for dinner, he swings by McDonald's on the way, eats two cheeseburgers in the car, and then eats her nasty, healthy food. But he's like, I feel full, and she doesn't know any better.
That's the thing that blows my mind, too. How are you not full off two cheeseburgers? Like, how do you still eat whatever she made, even if it's something healthy?
I mean, it's
two cheeseburgers?
Those cheeseburgers are small. What are you talking about?
God.
We used to get two for $2 Big Macs. Are you kidding me?
You can eat healthy and also be full. Like, there's a way to do it. So then maybe you should just do that.
Right. You can eat healthy and be full if you swing by McDonald's and get yourself a couple cheeseburgers on the way. 340-9595. Is it just as bad to hide your eating from your spouse as it is your smoking, your drinking, or your drugs?
95.1 WAPE. Listen weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.